Coming up next on The Music Room, you'll hear from Nora Jane Struthers. She'll be appearing at the Grand Opera House on Friday, April 4th. For more information about the show, go to thegrandwilmington.org. That's all one word, thegrandwilmington.org.
The views expressed on this program are those of the individual participants and not necessarily those of WVUD or the University of Delaware. Welcome to the Music Room on WVUD and WVUD HD1 Newark. Each week, WVUD hosts different artists to talk about the music they play and the lives they lead. Stay tuned for the Music Room on WVUD.
Hi, Mando Richard here, and today on the Music Room, we've got Nora Jane Struthers joining us for an interview. She is one of my favorite new singer-songwriters in the traditional country vein, and she moved down to Nashville and has had some success. We're going to just let her tell you about her history and let you listen to some music. So sit back and relax and join Nora Jane Struthers in the Music Room here on WVUD. I didn't know this. I thought you were from the New York area, but it turns out you're actually from Virginia and went to school up there.
Well, I was born in Virginia, but you had it right the first time. I grew up in New Jersey, and then I lived in New York City for 7 years after that.
Well, that sort of messes that up.
There you go.
So when you and your dad made that first recording, where were you living?
I was living in New York City at the time. I was just wrapping up my 7 year stint of living there. I went to NYU in Manhattan, and then I taught high school English in Brooklyn for 3 years after graduating. And I was getting ready to move to Nashville, and my dad and I had been performing out in some dive bars in Brooklyn and some like folk venues in New Jersey for a couple of years, just playing traditional music primarily. And we wanted to make a record, literally, of what we sounded like playing and singing together at that time before I moved away and we stopped performing on a regular basis.
But that record really sounds like two country musicians. It really does. I mean, you're guitar work is really nice, his banjo works really nice, and you sing really well together. Sounds like a family band.
Yeah, we were going to call ourselves the Struthers Brothers, but we decided that name was already sort of taken.
Well, if you don't mind, just to start off the interview, can we play something from that release you guys did back in 2008?
Oh, I'd love that. Yeah, it's real honest.
All right. Well, let's do I Heard the Bluebirds Singing, which is the title track. And you called yourselves Dirt Road Sweetheart at the time, right?
Yep, that's right.
All right. Here we go. Nora Jane Struthers and her dad, Alan. I Heard the Bluebirds Singing here on WVUD.
I met a girl out in the hills who gave my lonely heart a thrill. Her beauty seemed just like a breath of spring. And when I looked into her eyes, I thought of bluer summer skies. And when I held her hand in mine, I heard the bluebirds sing.
They sing of wondering,
wondering if you loved her,
will she marry,
marry if you'll ask her,
will her heart beat,
heart beat true for him,
for then evermore. And when she's lonely,
lonely and you meet her,
when there's sadness,
sadness when you cheer her,
will they always,
always be together,
so until death they part.
Months on end until she promised we'd be wed. We planned on being married in the spring. All through the long cold winter months, it seemed that spring would never come. And every gloomy winter's day, I heard the bluebirds sing.
They sing, I'm waiting,
waiting for the flowers,
and the counting,
counting every hour,
till the bluebird,
bird chirps its welcome
unto the world once more. And while we're waiting,
waiting for the springtime,
hating,
hating every storm cloud,
let us gather,
gathered on the mountain
to keep us far apart.
And when at last spring touched the earth, we were married in the village.
research, our wedding seemed just like a dream come true. Though many years have come and gone, our love is still as true and strong as when I found her long ago, and still the bluebird sings.
Sing of loving,
loving every hour
that I'm married,
married to my flower.
We'll be happy,
happy ever after.
Ever since the day we met,
and though we're older,
older love is sweeter.
We'll grow fonder,
fonder of each other.
We'll be sweethearts,
sweethearts close together until the end of time.
How long have you been interested in writing music? And is it pretty, did you start off writing sort of in the traditional country vein? And how has your writing changed over time?
I've been interested in writing since I was a teenager. Even as a little girl, I remember making up songs, which is really, you know, I guess that's all writing is. But as a teenager, my songwriting was more in the like sort of folk pop vein. And probably wasn't very good at all. And then somewhere in my early 20s, I made a shift to writing story songs and with a focus on narrative. And then I think through my work as a teacher, that really helped me hone my literary craft as a storyteller. And that's, a big part of traditional music is telling stories. And so I just wanted to tell them in a different way or tell the same stories from a different perspective in some cases.
Now, your latest CD, Carnival, is actually almost like a song cycle, isn't it?
Yeah. The album is a concept album. It's got 14 original songs on it. And I, somewhere about halfway through the writing of the songs for that album, I realized I was writing all story songs from the female perspective. And once I sort of focused in on that, I was able to look at the narrators from an age perspective and see, oh, okay, I've got four songs from the perspective of a little girl and, you know, two from the perspective of a teenager and one from the perspective of an old woman. And then I was able to sort of fill in some of those gaps. And I ended up arranging the songs in the album in that type of narrator age chronological order.
Are the songs all written as if they were written from one character's point of view, or is it different young women and women of other ages all throughout the cycle?
Yeah, it's not supposed to be one woman's life by any means. It was just, you know, growing up in traditional music, so many of the songs are most of the songs are from a man's perspective and or a boy's perspective even. And so I just wanted to sort of fill in some of those gaps with, pieces of life that maybe hadn't been told in song yet.
When I was a kid, I can remember getting out, like old books of ballads and making up melodies to go with some of these old traditional songs that have been floating around in the English-speaking world since the 1600s. Do you feel like your writing is sort of an extension of that, or have you gone off into a little bit more contemporary vein?
Rooted in that, but I certainly am adding sort of a revisionist history, perhaps, just by even telling some of the stories that I'm telling, because they just wouldn't have been told before.
Was that too stupid a question?
No, not at all.
Okay. My intern's mouthing at me. He thinks it was. Thank you, Phil. I've totally lost my train of thought there. My most humble apologies.
That's okay.
Okay, so Carnival... You've got, I really like the way the music on there's arranged. It goes back and forth between almost a country kind of sound and a traditional kind of sound. Why don't you tell me a little bit about the musicians who were with you on the CD, and I guess that we'll see with you when you come to Wilmington on April 4th.
Yeah, I pulled together a great group of friends and musicians to make this record, and the instrumentation is such that I think, it's pretty rooted in old-time fiddle and banjo music sonically on clawhammer banjo, open back banjo, that is Joe Overton. And he'll be with us at the show in Wilmington. And then an interesting coupling with his banjo, I think, rhythmically, is our drummer. He plays a full kit of drums. His name is Drew Lawhorn. And I think that the combination of full kit of drums and an open back banjo is something that really sets us apart sonically from some of the other roots bands that are out there, and also just, you know, in the musical spectrum. I think it's an unusual pairing. On fiddle for that album, we had Aaron Jonah Lewis playing with us, and he is just an incredibly grounded traditional musician, but is an amazing improviser as well. And I just love some of the stuff that he put on that record. And on bass and several other instruments, we had PJ George playing on that album. And he is also a really versatile musician. He grew up playing in rock bands, but then found bluegrass. And through all those influences, I think everybody that played on the album made it something that's just very unique.
Tell us about Bike Ride.
Well, Bike Ride is a song I wrote with a friend of mine, a guy named Robbie Hecht, who's a wonderful songwriter and performer. He's got a new record coming out next month, I think. But anyway, yeah, Robbie and I have written together several times, and it's always a wonderful experience because we just get really, really metaphorical when we're thinking about what the song is about, and when we'll spend hours talking about what we're trying to say, but then just distilling it into the most simple presentation through words. And Bike Ride really does that. Well, I think it's a song about how, you know, you can find yourself feeling stuck in your life, whether it's in a job or a relationship or just feeling stagnant creatively. And then it's about how the power that you have to unstick yourself, basically. And with something as simple as moving yourself forward through time and space like you do on a bicycle, on your own steam. And the freedom that comes with being able to, the autonomy that comes with that as well.
Well, from your CD Carnival, Nora Jane Struthers and the Party Line, and Bike Ride here on WVUD.
Going on a bike ride, 'cause I walk on my right side. I could go anywhere. Going on a bike ride, nothing but the sunshine. I could go anywhere. It's been such a long time. I'm going on a bike ride. Ooh, somehow I thought I lost my wings, but I feel them now as my handlebar bell sings. What a simple thing. Bike ride, so I won't go on the right side.
I could go anywhere.
Moving on a bike ride, nothing but the sunshine.
I could go anywhere.
It's been such a long time. I'm going on a bike ride. I'm on my right. such a long time. I'm going on a bike ride. It's been such a long time. Going on a bike ride.
Your first, it wasn't really your first CD, but the first one that really people noticed was that 2010 one you recorded. Was just named Nora Jane Struthers. And it must have been a real thrill to work with the likes of Tim O'Brien, Stuart Duncan, and some of the other people hanging around Nashville.
Yeah, that was a total dream team. I asked my producer, or actually my producer asked me who would be my A-list choice of people to back me on that album, and I gave him a list, and he made it all come true. It was totally amazing.
One of my favorite songs off that CD is Mockingbird. Is that one you wrote?
I did. Mm-hmm. I wrote that actually. I think I finished it. I went to Merlefest just as a fan, and I think I finished that song in the campground there. And actually, my band is going to be playing at Merlefest this year for the first time. It's at the end of April, and I'm really excited to do that.
Well, let's give a listen to Mockingbird here on WVUD.
Out a new melody, each movement time.
you and your dad used to go to Galax and some of the other, Mount Airy and some of the other fiddlers' conventions. Is that right?
Yeah, totally. That's a big part of why I'm doing what I'm doing.
Yeah, those festivals are so addictive in some way, aren't they?
Yeah, they really are. It's amazing, amazing energy to be around a whole community of people who all love something so much.
One of my favorites, I used to go to Fiddler's Grove a lot, is just like falling asleep in the tent, hearing people continuing to play till 3, 4, 5, 6 in the morning.
Yeah, I also love that.
You know, falling asleep to many fiddle tunes, playing whatever the tune du jour is. How did you decide that you wanted to go from this love of traditional music to Nashville, to sort of, in your own way, advance the music?
Well, it was sort of happenstance. I mean, I guess, you know, being a full-time musician is a pretty unconventional career. It's not something that you can, you know, just go to school for and then all of a sudden, you know, get hired. You really have to figure it out. And I guess I was debating moving to either Asheville, North Carolina, or Nashville, Tennessee. And I went to visit both places, and after just a couple days in Nashville, I met, you know, many musicians and co-wrote a song and made a lot of connections and felt like the community here was really focused on supporting each other on this endeavor of trying to be a professional working musician. And so I just, you know, decided that if I was going to really make a go of it, I needed all the support I could get, and made the move. And it's been really positive. I think Nashville has kind of a bad rep for, you know, as being sort of cutthroat or competitive, and I'm sure that that's true in some ways, but it's not something that I've ever experienced myself. I've only ever seen people helping each other try to achieve, you know, their goals and their dreams, because it's such a weird job, it's such a weird path to take, that everyone who's succeeding at it knows how hard it is and sees other people trying and wants to help them, because they were given the same help when they were at that stage.
Back in about 2010, I think you and your friends ran into Barefoot out in Telluride, and you guys teamed up for a while, and you actually had a sort of a country hit out of that.
Yeah, we had some success with that CD. We made a music video for the song I think you're talking about, which is a song that I wrote called Tell Me a Story. And the music video was really fun. We made it super low budget here in Nashville, and we, like, spent all of our money renting costumes from these, like, Civil War era costumes, and then shot this video. It was super fun.
Now, why don't you tell us about the song, and then we'll go ahead and play it.
The song is, it's one that I wrote that features a lot of, like, classic fairy tale and, I guess a fairy tale imagery more than anything else. And for me, it's a song about trying to, it's a song about escapism. You know, I mean, when I was teaching high school, I would come home at the end of the day and I would, you know, watch the Food Network and drink a beer until I had the energy to, like, you know, make myself some kind of dinner. But, like, I was just so worn out on...
I didn't hear the grade the papers. I didn't hear you say you were going to grade the papers after you had the beer.
That was often the case, my friend. No, I stayed at work really late. I would work until, like, 7, and then I'd come home and be exhausted and just totally crash out. But, yeah, I mean, so it's a song about wanting to sort of escape your own reality and get away from it for a while.
Well, Nora Jane, you've got such a wonderful voice, and you sing this song so beautifully.
Thanks, Richard.
Well, got to say something nice. And, folks, if you are enjoying this music that you've heard, don't hesitate to go to the Grand Opera House at thegrandwilmington.org. And buy yourself a ticket to see Nora Jane Struthers and her band, The Party Line, on Friday, April 4th.
Tell me a story of days gone by. I want to leave this life of mine. Nothing but sorrow and pain I find. Tell me a story of days gone. Tell me of princes, jesters, and kings, town fools, crown jewels, scepters, and rings.
Thanks so much, Nora Jane.
Thanks so much, Richard. I think it's really cool that you were covering all four of my recordings. It's like really unique. Thanks for all your time and your support, Richard. I really appreciate it.
Well, appreciate your music.
Thanks for listening to The Music Room on WVUD. For more information about this and other episodes of The Music Room, including selections from the interviews and information about the music, visit us online at sites.udel.edu/TMR. That's sites, S-I-T-E-S, dot UDEL, U-D-E-L, dot E-D-U, slash TMR. Tune in next Tuesday at 6:30 p.m. for another episode of The Music Room on WVUD and WVUD HD1 Newark.